Going bowling on a first date is always a good idea.
Yeah, that's super fun. Yeah.
You get to do an activity. And for me personally, I've always liked it because then I get to get a glimpse of how big that woman's fingers are.
What?
I only like girls who handle really big hold bowling balls. But that's
what?
Different story for a different time. It's not about me right now and my choices when it comes to women's fingers. It's about Thomas and his choice. And Thomas took his date bowling, but now she's not calling him back. What's up, Thomas?
What up, though?
What's up, man? Are you into the big-fingered ladies like I am, or?
Big finger? I mean, I like something else to be big, you know.
Everyone needs to stop. I don't need any more of it.
So your email said that you went bowling on your first date.
Yeah, man, I love going to the bowling alley. I take a lot of women to the bowling alley because you got to see what they're working with. Every time you got 10 frames to see that approach.
To see the booty.
Yeah.
Oh.
10 frames to see that frame. You know what I mean?
I thought for a second, like, legitimately you were talking about their quality of game.
No, Brooke.
Nah, I'm talking about bowling for booty. That's what I'm talking about.
Bowling for booty. I like it.
We're all on the same page now.
Yeah, you know, my cousin hooked me up with this girl, you know, on a blind date.
All right. What's her name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. All right. And how was bowling with Cynthia? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, man, I had a great time. I thought we had a great time. I mean, I got to, you know, get a little glimpse of her, you know, when, you know, she was bowling them buns out there, you know.
Oh, all right.
I guess I know now.
So she passed the buns test. She sounds like the full package.
I mean, that's all inclusive. You can't just have one part and not like the other two. It's got to be everything.
That's a good point.
Now, this was a blind date. So had you met her at all before, or was this legitimately the first time you two had ever seen each other?
No, this is the first time I've seen her. So, you know, we got a lane and, you know, like I said, we got a couple of brews, had a good time.
We
placed a wager, though. We had a bet because I'm super competitive. So we had a bet, you know, whoever lost was going to have to buy curly fries.
That's a big bet. That's a good bet, actually.
You have to buy curly fries, or did she have to buy curly fries?
Oh, no, she had to buy them curly fries. Man, I told you I'd do this, man.
Hold on, you didn't let her win?
No, you should not let her win. Absolutely not. That is the right way to go.
You got to be dominant on the first date, you know?
All right. So you dominated her at bowling, and did you actually make her pay for the curly fries?
Hell yeah, I made her pay. What you expect? She lost.
Good.
See, I agree.
Some guys would do that, and then at the end they'd be like, no, I'm going to get it for you.
No,
she lost the bet, and you made her pay. I like that.
Then I'd be a liar.
No woman wants a pity win or getting off of a bet. She does, then she's not worth it.
I don't want to be looking weak, you know what I'm saying? I'm not being a man of my word, so I got to, you know, do it.
So was that it for your date then? You beat her at bowling, made her pay for some curly fries, and that was it?
No, we have fun, though. Like, we end up playing, you know, bowling to get the arcade, so we end up playing some games and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so you guys stayed after you were done bowling?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
It was a good night. We were still, you know, laughing and joking. We played some Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, nice. All right.
A little DDR.
Cool.
Now, did you win a Dance Dance Revolution, or did she win?
I was pretty good, you know. I mean, she was good as well, so I call it a tie.
You lost.
More so.
Yeah, you lost. You lost the Dance Dance Revolution. That's okay, man.
Okay.
But I was trying to show off the moves, though. That's what's going on. I was trying to be fancy, so that's...
She's like, you're supposed to play with your feet. You just keep air humping, Thomas. Stop it. So, how did the date end with her?
I mean, everything went good. You know, I walked out to the car and got, you know, a little kiss. It wasn't no, you know, make out after third grade type stuff, but it was, you know, something real nice. It was just a little kiss, and I thought we were going to link up again later on. Okay.
And during the little kiss, was that something you initiated?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I went in, but she didn't, like, back up, you know, so I...
Okay.
And that's what I'm curious, is if she reciprocated or not.
Of course she reciprocated. I got some sexy lips.
So if Miss Sexy
Thomas
Lips...
Thomas and his sexy lips.
If she had such a good time, why do you think she's not calling you back?
Man, I honestly got no idea. I mean, I'm hoping it's not because of the fries, but that would be petty. It was like $3.37. It's ridiculous. I mean, I paid for everything else, so, you know, it's not like she came out of pocket crazy. It was, okay. I mean, I thought we had a good time. I have no idea.
And how many times have you...
It's because of my swaggiest move.
how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
No, you send a couple text messages. After two text messages, you can't send a third one because then you seem stalkerish.
Okay, so you got two text messages and no response, or she responded shortly?
No response.
And I'm proud of you for not going to that third text message and looking stalkerish, but then calling us instead and having us call her.
you gotta find other ways. You can't just.
All right, man. Well, we're gonna play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, man. Hang on.